I want to stick with this inflation theme for a moment because it may be at its highest level in three decades, but that is not stopping Americans from shopping. Walmart, we just talked about it, posting blowout earnings today, also raising its guidance for the year and those strong October retail sales figures. Here to talk about the outlook for spending and for those retail-related stocks is CFRA analyst Arun Sundaram. Arun, good to see you again. When you take a look at today's monthly retail sales report, you dig in. What does it tell you about the health of the U.S. consumer right now?
Hey, yeah. Thanks for having me. You know, it really shows that the consumer is still very strong. You know, inflation has been creeping up for the past several months, several quarters, really, and it really hasn't taken a dent in terms of consumer spending. But that doesn't mean that if inflation continues to grow at these elevated rates, that doesn't mean that consumer will continue to spend like this. You know, in our view, because the consumer is still relatively strong, plenty of cash flow in their pockets, we think that this holiday season will be a strong one. But going into next year, that's where we have a little bit more concern. We don't think these type of retail growth rates that we saw today will be sustainable next year, as you know, more stimulus exits the system, credit card balances are increasing, savings rates are coming down. So that'll play a larger role and I think divert the trajectory of retail sales growth.
So here's a conundrum. So we look at these retail sales number, third month of growth, very strong numbers, more than we expected. Yet consumer sentiment is really downbeat. It's very sort of, you know, they're worried about things for the future. And then inflation is at its highest in a decade as well. So how do you square all of these things? And what does the margin outlook look like for companies going forward?
Yeah, that's a great question, because the retail sales data that we got today, that's a lagging indicator. It shows what consumers are spending during the month of October. But the consumer sentiment index, that's a leading indicator, and that shows how consumers feel about their personal finance and the general state of the economy. And you're right, there's a disconnect between the retail sales data and the sentiment data. And that's why I think as you know the months go on, the connection will be a little bit stronger. You know, that's one of the reasons why we don't think the retail sales growth that we saw today is sustainable over a longer term, because consumers are more wary of inflation these days. And like I said before, you know, like savings rates are coming down, credit card balances are increasing, which is why I think retail sales early next year could feel a little bit of a pinch.
Well, let's talk about some of the retailers who can weather that storm best. You've got the big box retailers. They have steep discounts. So as consumers go out and look for the bargains, they may be attracted to those kinds of stores like Walmart, Target, Kohl's. But I'm wondering, I mean, still, won't those businesses see their margins shrink because of surging costs for labor and for shipping and so on? Aren't they still possibly going to get hurt here?
Yeah, we saw that today in Walmart's earnings. The reason the stock is down today is because gross margins compressed and it missed Wall Street expectations. And the expectation is gross margins will continue to be pressured, at least for the next few months, maybe in the next quarter, early next year. But a lot of these large retailers, they do have a lot of levers to manage rising inflation. If you take Walmart, for example, you know, it's not just about passing higher costs to the consumer. They have other things they can do in terms of productivity, cost savings. You know, specifically for Walmart, they have a really large alternative profit business. Things like they sell out their data. They have a marketing business. They have a personal finance business. They have a health and wellness business. And these are very high margin, asset light businesses. And the profits from those businesses, Walmart can reinvest some of those profits in the form of, you know, higher wages, absorbing some of these higher supply chain costs. And then, you know, the rest of those profits, they can still flow the rest of those profits to the bottom line, which is why I think, you know, companies like Walmart, you know, although they're facing these broader supply chain issues out there, because they have many levers to manage inflation, you know, I still think that they can post earnings growth next year in 2022.
So my question is that, you know, how long does a consumer keep paying these prices? We see equities at an all-time high. Companies are delivering. They're passing on some of the cost to consumers. And right now, the consumers are paying it for the most part. But listen, my name is Karina, and I like the letter K, but not just because of my name. We're seeing this sort of K-shaped recovery, right? Because I speak to people every day at the gas pump, at the grocery stores, and they say they are choosing right now between paying for gas, paying for clothes, or paying for food. So people are hurting. And I'm wondering, what does the Fed need to do to address this issue? Do they need to hasten their timeline?
Yeah, you're right. You know, the problem right now is inflation is increasing well past wage growth, which is why, you know, the consumers are feeling the higher prices out there. And that's a big concern of ours right now. We think inflation will continue. Consumer inflation will continue early into 2022 because, you know, I cover mainly the food industry, and there's several food companies that food manufacturers right now that are in the process of increasing prices and passing it on to retailers, which in turn will pass it on to consumers. So we are worried about inflation and that it will continue through at least, you know, Q1 2022, which is one of the reasons why we prefer, you know, low cost retailers, discounters like a Walmart, a Target. We like Dollar General, Dollar Tree. You know, those retailers, you know, during times of elevated inflation, their price gaps relative to competition tends to widen. And so I think these retailers could see market share gains because of increased foot traffic into their stores.
But what about different kinds of retailers like Macy's, for instance? We're going to get results from them later in the week. So far, business has been bouncing back quite nicely, both online and in store for Macy's. And that's been refreshing for investors who've suffered for a long time with that stock. What are your expectations there?
Yeah, I don't specifically cover Macy's, but what I can tell you is, you know, last year, you know, with the pandemic and everyone flocked to e-commerce, and that whole business grew really, really rapidly and healthy. And now what we're seeing is, yes, e-commerce trends are holding up, but they are moderating from last year. But at the same time, consumers are making their way back into the stores. And so the retailers that have, you know, really strong omnichannel capabilities, so really strong e-commerce business, as well as a really strong brick and mortar footprint, those are the retailers that are doing really well right now. So that's one of the reasons that we have a buy rating on Walmart, we have a buy rating on Target. It's because of the investments that they've been making in not just e-commerce, but omnichannel in aggregate.
All right. Arun Sundaram, CFRA's analyst, thanks for stopping by and talking a little retail with us.